WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is illegal, full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race. In Madison Thursday, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel said liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, while Crawford says Schimmel's also getting billionaire backing from Elon Musk. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin TV stations by former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has been dismissed. A Brown County judge ruled Thursday that Hovde's complaint that ads run by the stations were defamatory had no merit. And renovations are on the way for Madison's Alliant Energy Center. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard says bringing the Exhibition Hall and Veterans Memorial Coliseum up to date will attract more performances and events. The county has been planning the renovations and expansion for nearly a decade. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be very windy today with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high in the upper 40s by midday with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind today gusting to between 35 and 45. The wind will die down tonight, tomorrow sunny and colder with a high of 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We're Music Mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:03 on Friday morning. We continue to celebrate our celebrity birthdays with Justin Bieber on Max FM.
All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. But I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung.
It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment, showed in your eyes.
Disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your eyes.
Showed in your eyes.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. 8:11 on Friday. Breaking news from the Max FM News Center. This is from a social media report that Highway 154 at Highway D in Rock Springs is closed in both directions. And this is still closed as of this moment due to an accident that happened. And there was some power poles that needed to be replaced in that area. So if you're traveling through that area, please be aware of that. That should be opening up very soon. But again, Highway 154 at County D is closed in the Rock Springs area. There was an accident there very early this morning, and a power pole was damaged. That is all the details I have at this point in time. That road is expected to open up very soon. We are going to hop over and talk about our weather forecast. Today, we have a slight chance of showers this afternoon, increasing clouds, a high of 50, cooling down throughout the morning and afternoon to temps in the 40s. We have a wind advisory kicking in at noon till 6 p.m. Winds 20 to 25, gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 29. On Sunday, sunny, warming up with a high of 39. Looking at next week, we see some rain chances, highs in the high 40s to low 50s, and then it'll cool down midweek next week, Emily.
Oof, March is coming in like a lamb. What do you think that means?
The end of I don't know. Yeah. We'll wait and see, because I'm watching a couple other weather systems and so forth, so I'm not going to get too excited about anything as of yet.
Nope.
So I do
day
remember.
By day. That's why live radio is awesome, because Dave can give you these updates about accidents, about changes in the traffic patterns for the mornings, and about changes in the weather. So, you know, the whole listening audience is relying on you, Dave Grant. And what you're doing, you're going off road with your white truck? Come on, man.
I know.
Right, bringing it back around.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, because I was in our head, and as you and I have been chatting back and forth this morning, thought of a great promotion that'll never fly, off-roading with Dave and Emily. We could have a contest with that, and I'm pretty sure that'll be a big no when I bring that up in the next staff meeting. But it would be kind of funny to bring up and just watch a look on everyone's faces, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, exactly. I think it would be hilarious, and I actually have like a vision in my brain, and it has something to do with the original Mad Max movies, just saying.
Yeah, we could have a lot of fun with this. I think it's a great idea. I'm definitely going to bring it up in my next meeting just to watch the looks on everyone's face. I'm pretty sure I'll be told no for some reason.
Just for everyone out there who's listening that maybe the powers that be about this idea, I would be totally willing to use my truck, and we can just put like station identification static. So we don't actually have to like use the station vehicle. So this is the kind of girl I am. I'm totally going to throw my truck in the ring. Literally, we can use it. It's fine. And then just put that temporary static sticker on the window, and there we go. You know?
Yeah, dash exactly.
Cam, live radio with the dash cam along with it. That would be so funny. I know people that would sponsor that just to see it happen.
Oh, I'm sure there would be. So, yeah, if you're interested, reach out. Shoot me an email, David.Grant at civicmedia.us.
We're down, man. We're down. We will do it all day. So we just need, the general public to convince the authorities.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody get out your phones. Start emailing. Start chatting it up. Tell everybody it's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. You notice I didn't give out our general address in that either. Because, yeah, the boss be like, what'd you guys do on the morning show? So I just messaged one of our executives this morning, said, just had a great idea for the station. Off-roading with Dave and Emily. I'm waiting for him to look at that message. I suspect my phone will be ringing any minute. So just
I'm
guessing.
Looking forward to, I want to hear about it. Bring me in on the call. I'll just quietly
right?
listen. And then, you know, give my
Well, we have HR messaging me just now, so literally as we're talking, I'm getting a message from HR. So.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're getting so carried away. We need
we
to talk
are,
about
you know what? We're gonna talk about
Shrek?
Something coming up with Shrek 5.
Shrek 5, everybody. I didn't even know there was a Shrek 4, so that's me
I
just being out of
either.
The loop. But I do love the Shrek movies, so I am going to be happy about this one. So the big news in Hollywood is Zendaya will be Shrek's daughter in Shrek 5. So Universal, gave us an exciting first look at Shrek 5 yesterday. It shows Shrek, Fiona, Donkey, Pinocchio, and Shrek's daughter Felicia, voiced by Zendaya. I mean, everybody
knows cool.
Zendaya, right? I mean, come on, right?
She's going to be joining Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy in this cast. And in case you didn't know which one Eddie Murphy is, he's Donkey. It is. Donkey. He does such a great job with that.
Oh, my gosh. If they tried to make a movie in which there was a different voice for Donkey, it would just crash and burn.
Like, it would.
He's just, good for him for continuing with that saga of Shrek, because that his character is... Yeah, stand out the best one, I'm sorry, in the whole movie series. Donkey's the best. Not much else is known about this plot yet, but it does look quite a bit of time has passed since 2010's Shrek Forever After. Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey look like they've aged a little, and Felicia, who is played again by Zendaya, looks like a teenager, so that's kind of fun. In case you forgot, Shrek and Fiona have triplets, a girl named Felicia and two boys named Fergus and Farkle. Up until now, they've only appeared on screen as babies. So they do have a little short teaser clip out that I think you can find on YouTube, so definitely check that out. You know, Shrek, Shrek is great. I'm a fan of those movies, the messaging, all the things, the comedy, you know, how they kind of bring all the elements of fairy tales into this one kind of comical storyline about human nature, really. So it's great. I appreciate Shrek. I'll be watching this. I also really appreciate Zendaya. Quick little plug to at the Great Day Building here coming up in a few weeks. I will confirm the date on Monday, but I believe it's going to be March 14th. We are going to have a movie night in the bank lobby, and we are going to be playing The Greatest Showman. So that features Zendaya. That was her breakout role, and also it is about the circus, and it's a wonderful musical, and I mean, you can't go wrong with the guy who plays Wolverine all of a sudden playing the grand, you know, the master of ceremonies for the circus for Barnum and Bailey's, or for P.T. Barnum, excuse me. So, great movie if you haven't seen it. More on that, but just wanted to kind of plug that. That would probably be a 6 p.m. start. March 14th, Friday night, movie night, you know, family affair at the Great Day Building at 502 Oak Street. So, more on that soon.
Yeah, that is going to be a great show. So looking forward to that. So,
yeah. You
know, there's always fun to have in the Bearberry. That's why I appreciate so much about this area. So, and that's a good thing. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days. There's going to be some good ones in here, I suspect.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Me as well. Looking forward to it. More Music Mornings and Dave with Emily on our Friday on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Plus, make sure to check out their $1 clearance bins. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Favorite 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:24 on Friday morning. Here is Michael Cimbello. This is from Flashdance Maniac on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:28 on Friday morning, the last day of February for those that are keeping track. Tomorrow we start a new month, and then in a week, daylight savings time changes as well. So, yes, exciting things happening to kick off our weekend. Also, something very exciting. It is our big deal of the day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can shop local and save big. Today, we have our big deal of the day, half off a $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique. Today and today only, that certificate is just $12.50. No code required. You just need to add it to your cart and check out before 11:59 tonight. Shop the Amberlux Consignment Boutique for name brand women's and children's clothing, purses, shoes, jewelry, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. You can get it right on your mobile device instantly and then shop right away today over at the Amberlux Consignment Boutique. Again, this is our big deal today. Half off a $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique today and today only. That is just $12.50. Shop local and stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Bear. We're going to have a look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with the family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting baraboo.kiwanis.org, and they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults, children 4 to 12 eat for $4. And kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 28 points and pulled down 19 rebounds to lead the Bucks past Denver 121-112 Thursday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks improving to 20-1 this season when scoring 120 or more points in a game. NFL scouting combine continues in Indianapolis today. Defensive backs and tight ends will take their turn with on-field skills testing after defensive linemen and linebackers went yesterday. NFL has set the salary cap for the upcoming season. The league announcing yesterday the 2025 cap has been set at a record $279.2 million per team. That's an increase of $23.8 million from last year's cap. The Milwaukee Admirals host Iowa in AHL action tonight, and they're out to set the world record for most cowbells rung at the same time. Previous record, more than 5,700 in 2003 at Mississippi State. Admirals will become the cowbells for one night in honor of the 25th anniversary of the famous SNL skit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be very windy today with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high in the upper 40s by midday with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind today gusting to between 35 and 45. The wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder with a high of 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:34 on Friday morning. Here is Boston. More Than a Feeling on Max FM.
I looked out the
sick, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:41 on Friday, February 28th, Emily. And we're going to take a look at our calendar days today.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a great weekend, everybody. I can just kind of feel it. There's a buzz in the air. Definitely people, animals, everyone is feeling the spring kind of buzz. I know my puppy is acting like a maniac, and I know it's because he's smelling all the smells and feeling all the feels.
Oh, yeah. Ours was up at 4:40 this morning, sitting beside me, looking at me like, hey, let's go, Dave. We're going to do something fun. And I'm like, it is 4:40 in the morning, buddy. But, yes, he was very excited and was going through the paces this morning. So, but I don't think he's going to celebrate U.S. Snowshoe Day today. But if you have snowshoes, today is your day. And then we also have Skip the Straw Day. So that's a good one. I actually usually skip the straw. So what do you see on our list today, Emily?
There's a... Okay. Gearhead, National Customized Wheel and Tire Day.
Yes!
And petrol heads, we are celebrating National Customized Wheel and Tire Day. So there's a cool picture of a cool car with cool tires, cool rims, and all the cool stuff. So everything's shiny. Everything's got a nice mint paint job, got a nice chrome look to it, so I appreciate that. I have never really had the opportunity to do any customization to any of my vehicles, but this is the muscle car or the 1950-something truck is in my future, and then customizing it is in the further future. So we will see when that ever happens, but it's a plan. When I have a plan, I usually end up taking care of it. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
It might just be a long time.
Exactly. You know, and yeah, good wheels are always a good thing, and having something that looks fun is always cool as well. So I can appreciate that. It's also National Science Day, so we enjoy science, and today's the day to celebrate that.
Absolutely. Also, I see in here is Carnival, a huge, huge festival that is celebrated in Brazil. It's held before Ash Wednesday every year. So I'd love to make it down for this. I have a girlfriend who lived in Brazil in high school for a year, and she got to attend this. And I mean, it just, this is all connected. Mardi Gras, all of the kind of festivals that happen, right, in late February, early March are kind of similarly connected in loose and not so loose ways. But anyways, this is a... This one takes the cake, I believe. I saw a version of Carnival up north in Canada, actually, which is odd, but it's a very... Toronto is a very international city. It's got a, like, I think it's actually the most international city as far as, like, its residents, which is kind of cool. So there's obviously lots of different cultural celebrations there. People come together. So they did a version of Carnival up there, and there was 2 million people on the streets. I've never seen anything like it, and this was, like, a version of what happens in Brazil. So
that's someday, cool.
List a custom vehicle down there. No, that's not going to happen. But
yeah,
do those
exactly.
Separately.
Well,
I like
and
this
you
one.
Know,
National. No, sorry. Go ahead.
National Pancake Day. I'm excited about that one. You know, we love our pancakes here at Max FM. We may have a nickname for one of our employees. All right, Hotcakes Hartman. I know he's not listening. If he is, I'll be in trouble for that later as well. So he loves us to have some pancakes. And so, you know, we celebrate that.
We're going to have some pancakes. Yeah. These are like a really good kind of like cozy breakfast or even brunch or even dinner. Every now and again, we would do dinner for breakfast. I grew up, and then when my kids were little, so we would have pancakes for dinner. And that was always something they got excited about. So, pancakes are good all the time. I mean, come on. Right?
Yes, they are.
I like this one because I know certain people in my family are real good at this. I'm not one of them. Is National Public Sleeping Day. Be prepared for that magical moment when you doze off in public. So I am just not, I can't. I mean, I think I've fallen asleep in public like twice in my entire life, and it was literally because I like traveled overnight or something. I mean, right? But like my husband can fall asleep anywhere at any point. If you hit the lights on him, he's out. He could be standing
really
up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, it's
good
to
know.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got Sharpie markers in my desk as well, so that's very good to know. We could have a little bit of fun with that. You know, we could draw a smiley face on top of his head and things like that.
Yep, there you
go. That's good to know.
He was asleep. He I mean, you know, as we all know, we all burn the candle at both ends. So
right.
It's you know, it's realistic that he's exhausted. It's not like he's just like, I think I'll knock out. But, like, it's just amazing how some people just, you know, if they're sitting still, that's what their body needs and wants, and it just happens. Or if the lights are out, or if they're in a horizontal position, or really anything. So for me, I can have all those things happening. I'm still laying there for 45 minutes.
Right, exactly. I've fallen asleep in public a couple of times, so it's happened.
I mean, and when it happens, you know you're exhausted, so you're probably like snoring.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I can say I've not fallen asleep at the new office yet, so that's a good thing there. But I've fallen asleep at the old station. So, yeah, it's happened. But, you know, it could be when you have too much. Yeah. You could be celebrating National Chocolate Souffle Day, and that could be where it happens. So, I love that. I see that.
Chocolate souffle has a lot of sugar. If you fall asleep after eating a souffle, then you're like, has superpowers. Oh my goodness. Today is also National Essay Day. Join us as we explore the power of essay writing. And I appreciate that, because as much as essays were always kind of these looming things in like high school and college that you had, you know, had to get done, and they'd give you a certain amount of words or pages or whatever you have to do, I always appreciated the process. And once it was finished, I felt so proud. So I do like to write. And the photo that they gave us with this is the pen and paper, which is really, to me,
yeah, exactly. And that is, I can appreciate that. I remember writing essays, always such an important thing back in the day, and continue to do it, you know, right, Emily? And that's a part that is fun all the time. And you know what? It is Friday. We hope everyone does have a good rest of the weekend. And we hope that you enjoy the weather today. It is going to be a little bit windy, as a reminder. So if you're out and about today, make sure you have plenty of hairspray, right, Emily? All right. I think we lost Emily here this morning as well. So she'll be back with us on Monday morning, bright and early, 7:10 on Monday morning for some more shenanigans. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling. The staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nice FM.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm sorry.